This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Martin House Brewing in Fort Worth. Now, I know your concern might be, hold on. I put that into my map app, and it said they don't open until noon. Nonsense. They are open now, nice. And you can go ahead and come and see us right now in Fort Worth off of Sylvania. Also right now, let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. You guys sampling the brews?
I wish I could tell you.
We'll hear
no.
shortly. Yeah, right now I'm working on
shortly.
Mickey, I'm working on their cucumber lime non-alcoholic sparkling seltzer. Is the name of it Wings? It is Wings, dude. It's fantastic.
It's great.
Like, yeah, that's great, man. So if you want to come out here and have a beer, and you have a friend that's like, I don't drink much, we got options for you, Kevin.
Okay.
There you go.
I'm fine with just the regular water, but I'm also a very boring person. Now, Mickey, you have a column up on DallasCowboys.com. I know the other day Micah Parsons said the media twists what he says and he's just going to start eating the fines. I'm hoping that you can boil your column down for us, for people who haven't read it yet, and give us the gist.
I think the gist was say less.
Yes.
He started his thing off fine, right, when he said, when he was asked about McCarthy and coaching the next year, and he said, that's above my pay grade. That was more than enough to say. And at some point, I think these guys, and especially the quarterbacks, learn to say a lot by saying little, and they get boring.
Dak is the best at that.
And exactly. And they learned this, right, over the years, that if you leave yourself out there for interpretation by saying a whole lot of stuff like he did, then it can be misinterpreted, and then you get clobbered. And so you're better off. And seeing this is what happens with some of the members in the entertainment business. I'm not going to even call it the media. That they're just looking for something. And so if you leave it in a 50-50 kind of vague area of what you said, well, then they can twist it to whatever narrative they want to make it. And
right.
Then you end up taking the fall. And so what happens is we want people to talk and say cool things, and then we clobber them when they say something that doesn't agree with what we think they said. And so then people just shut up after a period of time.
I have tried over the years to be better about that because I also like it when people say cool things and not the canned answer. So I've tried to be a lot better about not going, how can you say that? And
I
be
can't
more
believe
like,
this.
I appreciate them talking like a real human being. So I have worked on that.
Yeah. And the position that learns that the fastest is the quarterback.
Yes. Yeah,
because all of a sudden they get so boring and say nothing. And everybody thinks, oh, well, they don't have a personality. Well, if you get, and, you know, people would say that about Troy Aikman. Well, he's never make it in the broadcasting business. He doesn't say anything. Well, in private, in one-on-one situations where cameras weren't rolling, he is great. Same thing with Tony Romo, just great. But they learned that they just can't say anything. Just be boring and answer the question, be impolite, but don't say anything that anybody can twist on you. And they become masters at it when they're playing.
And I think you've started to see that from, like, Belichick and Saban this year, too. Once they're out of it, they're like,
yeah,
oh, I have plenty of thoughts.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Especially Saban. I mean, that stuff's great,
for sure.
You know. And but, yeah, they're just not going to give you anything. And, you know, Mike's a little bit like that. You know, he'll go on and on and on, and, you know, you're sitting there and going, okay, this is good. And then you go back and listen to it, and it's like, well, okay. And I understand what they're doing, right? They don't want to give anything away.
Well, absolutely.
They're not obligated.
Yes,
and their jobs depend on it, right? They don't need to give out too much information.
Now, Tyler Guyton said, feeling really good. It's the best I felt, really. Is the assumption then that he will immediately just go back to starting at left tackle? Because I know Awesome Richards did a nice job. I'm not saying like he took over the world or anything. And then also Chuma Edoga's return window opened back up. Do you think there'll be any competitions, or because of the nature of the short practice windows, that's probably not really going to happen?
Yeah, I don't know. They can give lip service to competition. But again, how much competition is there in practice these days? I don't know that he automatically goes back in there, or if there's some way to share snaps and see how they do in practice. You know, most people I talk to about Awesome Richards and his performance, it was good.
Yeah.
And you know, think about this. This is your first NFL start, and you're starting in a nationally televised game. It's the Eagles. And when you look over to your left, there's Josh Sweat. Right? And he's lined up against you in your first start. And for him, there was a little bit of anxiety. He grew up in Philadelphia. He was an Eagles fan. And he's going to start his first NFL game against the team he ended up cheering for. And, you know, and at one point, you might have to go up against Brandon Graham. And I was thinking, okay.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this kid's 24 years old. Brandon Graham's in his 15th year in the NFL. He was 9 when Brandon Graham started playing in the NFL. And I thought he handled it well. I thought he did a good job. You didn't hear his name called much, if at all. You know, okay, he's starting. And, you know, I didn't see any jailbreaks on that side of the field that he would have caused. So, yeah, I think he did a really nice job. And now, you know, is it really a meritocracy, as Jason Garrett used to say? Doesn't matter how you got here. Once you're here, we're going to judge on what you do. And so Tyler Guyton, I think, you know, should be under the microscope to see just how he plays. Because we're talking, you know, I went back and looked. Richards at North Carolina started 38 games. On offensive line. Guyton started basically 1 year at Oklahoma as a tackle and on the right side, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't have that much experience, and he's 22, so he's pretty young. So again, I think they, you know, should take a look at it and see how the two guys are doing. Now, from an immense talent standpoint and physical structure, obviously, you know, Guyton's, you know, got him beat on that. But, boy, I'll tell you what, awesome. He scrapped in there, and I thought he did a good job. So we'll see. I don't think Chuma's in, you know, he's at best a backup swing tackle.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If he was active, he would take, you know, well, let's go had to do it with Guyton down this past week. And, you know, he might inherit that job. But right now, I think those two guys are your tackles. One's starting and one's the backup swing tackle.
Can you take us back, Mickey? Because I think a lot of us for a long time just got so used to Tyron being so good. Do you remember, was he awesome his first year? Was it a little bit of a struggle? I can't remember.
I thought it was a struggle, if I remember correctly.
He ended up playing right tackle, if I remember.
Right. That is right.
Rookie year, or maybe that was the second year. He was good. He was 20.
Yeah.
Or maybe he turned 20. One of those two things, right? Because his birthday's in December, as I remember. So, yeah, he was awfully, awfully young. But I think just from his physical nature, he didn't struggle with a bunch of holds or getting beat. Now, he may not have dominated the way he ended up dominating, but he was pretty good right from the start, and you saw it. And that's when those guys... They nicknamed him Hotel California, because once he latched onto you, you could not leave.
Oh, you can check out anytime you want, but you can't never leave.
Yeah.
Who will contribute more this week, Will Greer or Jonathan Mingo?
Oh my goodness.
Do what?
I hope it's Mingo, right?
I'm just trying to figure out, like, right?
Do we even need to answer?
Come on, setting you up for an easy. I was setting you up for an easy.
I really thought he was going to ask you an Eagles.
I thought he was going to ask me a Rush Lance question, right?
No, I'm kind of curious.
You know what? I think Mingo.
What you've seen from Mingo so far.
I think Mingo should get on the field. I think they, I mean, there's only so many routes you can run, right? As long as you know what the play is. And he's been active, and he started 14 games last year. I say get him out there. I mean, at least he's played in the league. You know, I know, you know, Flournoy is, you know, a rookie. He's played in one or two games, you know, as the fourth wide receiver. So if Brandon Cooks isn't back, I got no problems putting him out there and, you know, give him a small package and, you know, get him ready to go. He's 6'2", 220. Runs a 4.6 40. Go.
I was kind of surprised, like, they didn't mix him into anything.
He didn't hardly practice last year. If you think about it, by the time he cleared the physical stuff, I think he got into maybe a little bit of Thursday's practice. And that really was it. So, yeah, it was a little soon. But plus, you had to see what kind of, you know, conditioning he was in, because he hadn't really played that much though over the last, 4 or 5 weeks in Carolina.
Yeah.
So I know they worked on his conditioning to make sure he was good to go. And then, yeah, get him out there. Throw him the ball. Throw it up high and let him go get it. I don't think there's any reason why you got to wait. You know, or any reason why you got to wait till next year. You still got, 8 games to play? Get them going.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Appreciate it very much. Good, sir. We will catch up with you again tomorrow.
Okay. Sounds good. See ya.
There you go. Mickey Spagnuolo from DallasCowboys.com. By the way, people asking about having Reggie on because it is Texans week. We've been trying that, but our shows are on at the exact same time. Mm-hmm. So that has made it a little bit more difficult. In the meantime.
He also said he forgot all about Dallas when he left.
Oh, my gosh.
When he texted me yesterday, he was like, I haven't even thought about y'all in a long time.
Maybe smartly so, if you look at the Texans and the Rockets.
Yeah, that's a little hurtful.
It is hurtful, Kevin.
And he's a big Comets fan now.
Mm-hmm. Let's.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW,
the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.